let us move on to agenda item 2, matters arising. There's quite a number of matters arising. May I draw members' attention to page 2, paragraph 2.1, about the revised action area tables, which has been circulated to members. We would like to thank you for the Secretariat and the Development Bureau for revising the action area tables, which now have three columns, which is the harbourfront enhancement by action area, the first column, the second column on the progress and remarks, and the third column on the dates of discussion at the task force. So this is, I think, very good and give us an overview about the work of this task force and what has been proposed by the previous Harbourfront Enhancement Committee. So this would also be very helpful when members want to consider what other action areas we want to look into in the future. So we would like to thank the hard work of the relevant authority. All right, so let us move on to the second matters arising, which is on page 3, 2-3, about the general management of promenades. This has been discussed at the Harbourfront Commission on the 8th of March. There has been a number of discussion on restrictions and rules, and LCSD has emphasized quite a lot on the need to strike a balance between the interest and that of the preferences of different users, and about developing the promenades from being led by vision as well as taking into consideration what users want. So I think that has been dealt with quite satisfactorily, and that has been very helpful. Then move on to item further down the page, 2.5, about the footbridge in Hong Kong area. This has been captured high by TD's reply with two maps, which shows all the different on the notes about the footbridge across the Hong Kong Road. From the reply, it seems that other than the elevated link, there has the said footbridge would not deprive pedestrians' right of crossing Hong Kong Road at grade, particularly for local and short-distance commuting purposes if needed. So I think this is very important that both options has been provided to the pedestrians, and this has been confirmed by TD. So moving on to the next matters arising on page 4, item 3.5, in relation to barrier design, especially for pedestrian movement in the Tsim Sha Tsui area. Here, the TD has prepared two maps, which has been earlier on circulated to members, about the locations of different pedestrian crossing facilities in the Tsim Sha Tsui Hong Kong area. So I think this has also been self-explanatory. And I can see from the map that has been some gray star, which shows lift under construction, especially on the first map along Moody Road. And on the second map, oh, that is also the Moody Road. So I just wonder whether there's any schedule or plan as to when the lift would be available for use. Is a member from Transport Department, Mr. Yip, do you have further information to provide?
I understand the Highways Department is arranging the construction for those two lifts. So I don't have a date of completion with me right now. So if the committee wants, I could advise you back.
All right. Thank you very much. Such information would be useful so that we would be able. Oh,
action area table.
Yeah, on the action area table, actually, this has been provided. The expected completion date would be June 2012 and October 2012. So
okay,
which is actually very good. What I want to ensure is that such facilities would be available as soon as possible so that it would be friendly to those people who need these type of facilities. All right, so thank you. Let's move on to the next matters arising on page 6, which is paragraph 3.12, and as well as 3.14. Efforts has been made to promulgate walking maps, especially for tourists to walk around in Hong Kong and to ensure that the walkability of our transport infrastructure in these waterfront areas is good. So I think this has already been followed by Tourism Board as well as by Development Bureau from the Harbour Unit. All right, good. So let us move on to page 10. Page 10, paragraph 3.28. That is once again about the pedestrian network in the Tsim Sha Tsui area. Right. TD has actually replied to us that the signage system in the area provided by TD as well as that by MTRCL are for two different purposes, of which that TD's signs mainly were erected to guide pedestrians to general places of interest or facilities with heavy pedestrian usage, while that of the MTRCL, the purpose was to provide guidance to places of popular places or particular buildings, especially in the vicinity of the exit point. So these two signage systems serve different purposes, but in case of inconsistency, so TD should be asking MTRCL to rectify and to resolve such inconsistency. I remember in the last meeting, some members, is it Paul, that you have raised that there has been some discrepancies. Has this discrepancy been raised to the Secretariat? Is there any discrepancy really we have identified that has to be rectified?
You're asking me a question about the discrepancies, or about the whether I have had a response on discrepancies.
It's about the discrepancy that you have mentioned.
Okay. Well, in I think there's a general point on this connectivity, including discrepancies in signage. But I think that we're quite far apart here in terms of the responses and the issues identified on the ground. Maybe it's probably more appropriate that at some stage. You know, we've done one survey. We're currently in progress on another survey funded partly by the MTR on walkability. And we are identifying a number of issues on the mapping system. For example, we find out that every map in Hong Kong has north in a different direction. So we don't show north is north. North is everywhere. That's included in the MTR, the LCSD maps. We have photographed maps and north is pointing at every different direction. In Hong Kong, we somehow do that. I don't know why. Even including in the tunnels. In the tunnels, we have problems with descriptions and signage and identification of where you are. And in terms of connectivity, we have identified that the maps may show you footbridges and tunnels, but don't show you where you can walk on a pavement. So you may see a block, a building block, but you don't know whether that building block has a pavement or no pavement around it. It's kind of assumes on the map that the block has a pavement, but in some cases there's no pavement. So there are various issues we have identified, and we can either take that, you know, I'm happy to make a presentation here at some stage if the members are interested so we can see it, or there is an offline discussion. I must say I've had a very good meeting with TD on the walkability for the waterfront on Wan Chai and Central, and we've gone two meetings now in trying to identify walkability. And we're starting to identify a way of mapping it. And you can imagine now for Hong Kong, mapping walkability is very difficult. It's probably the only city where you have three layers, underground, ground, and elevated, overlapping. To map that in a way that people can understand it is actually very difficult. Nobody in the world has done that. There is no mapping reference available which makes that easy to understand for people. So there are some there's some issues there in terms of identifying how to map it properly and how to put proper signage in. So I think it's an issue we have to deal with, especially around the waterfront. I'm happy for this to be offline, Chair, and to be taken separately, and it's a project that we should all work on. But I'm also happy to present you the results of our findings in this meeting, in the next meeting, and so that you understand what I'm saying, and that everybody has a grip of the complexities, and then we can agree on whether, you know, what efforts should be made, at what level, and by who, which is not clear how to progress with that because of the different departments involved, MTR, LCSD, Transport Department, and the Tourism Commission, all four doing their own thing in their own way, if you exclude the private developers. So we've got four or five different groups doing their own thing, which is it needs an overall guideline, an overall direction.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul. So I get that there's no specific discrepancy on this particular action area. So if members have any specific discrepancy, please raise it to the secretary. And then I'm very glad to hear about the report that is being funded by MTRC. So depending on the actual area of the walkability study that the current study is on, perhaps it would be appropriate to discuss it at the Harbourfront Commission level, or if it is in relation, for example, to Tsim Sha Tsui, please feel free to come back to this task force. We'll be very glad to know about the progress and the details about such specific study.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Let us then move on to the next matter arising on page 13. Paragraph 4.19, and then that's continue to paragraph 4.22 on page 14, and 4.26 on page 15. So these three paragraphs are all related, of which that LCSD will discuss all the suggestions that we have put forward to the members of the management of the Avenue of Star at the coming Avenue of Star Management Committee meeting in May 2012. All right. Thank you very much, Margaret. Okay. So that brings us to the last major matters arising on page 16, action area. So we have actually decided to focus on the WKCD in this particular meeting, so I think there will be quite a lot of general interest in this area, and we will be working on the development plan. And then finally, paragraph 5.5, Paul has suggested to have the walking trips, and then the Secretariat is now liaising with the concerned departments. Some details will be confirmed in due course, and I hope that once such information is available, members would try to make yourself available to join us then. All right. So that's conclude the matters arising from the minutes of the 8th meeting.